Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is 8:50 and time for us to do a little entertainment check with our movie guy, Mike Mayo from Mike-Mayo.com. And I guess the list of films that have had their openings delayed just keeps growing. What was supposed to be
yes,
out there?
Yes, it does. And it's going to continue for a while. I mean, essentially, the movie industry has stopped. You can't make films by, you know, without people actually getting together and doing the work close to each other. So they've stopped production completely. They have stopped distributing films into theaters. Most of the theaters are closed now anyway. So we're left with what you can watch at home. And as it happens, we are in a time when that is easier and cheaper than ever. And there's a lot of good stuff out there, both new and old. And I've got three really good suggestions here that I think are kind of good for all audiences.
Okay.
And the first one is on Netflix. It is Spencer Confidential. Now, readers may be familiar with Robert Parker's detective character, Spencer. He's very popular in a long series of novels. Robert Urich played him on television, and now he has been reinvented, as they say, by Mark Wahlberg and Peter Berg. They've worked together on a lot of good action films. And now this Spencer is an ex-cop who is also an ex-con, because as a cop, he beat up his corrupt superior, and they sent him to prison for that. But now he's out and trying to, you know, make amends and get everything right. Mark Wahlberg is terrific in this very kind of funny take on the character. His friend Hawk, played by Winston Duke, is a mixed martial arts fighter. And Alan Arkin is the character Henry, who's kind of the mentor to both of them in some ways. But what's different about this one is instead of the traditional Spencer's girlfriend, Susan Silverman, who was the beautiful psychiatrist, we have his ex-girlfriend, Sissy, who is played by a young woman named Eliza Schlesinger, whom I had never seen before. And boy, does she just take over this movie. Every time she shows up on screen, she is profane, she's loud, she's sexy, she's just crazy. And the movie just goes into a whole different gear whenever she is in there. They're clearly setting this up to be a series, and I sure hope that she's back in the rest of them, too, because she is just so funny. I loved her in this, and I kind of had a chip on my shoulder about the whole thing, because I like the Spencer novels, and I couldn't really see these kinds of changes being done to them, but these guys made it work. This is just an awful lot of fun.
And where is
It's called Spencer Confidential, and it's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. If you have a Netflix subscription, it's free.
Very good. Well, something to eat up some time if you're not watching one of these, you know, season after season, 15 episodes. God, I mean, it just goes on forever.
And let me mention, too, for older things, I went back just recently and watched a couple of old Tom Hanks movies from way back early in his career. And the first one is The Man with One Red Shoe, which is, you know, kind of a silly spy comedy thing where he is a violinist in Washington, D.C., who is mistaken for a spy. And so he gets all of these various spies chasing him and trying to figure out what he knows and doesn't know. He is just really good in it. Dabney Coleman is the bad guy, and Dabney Coleman made this whole career out of being nasty to women, most famously in 9 to 5. And he's just as nasty here and just as much fun as the bad guy. And Tom Hanks was just impossibly young then. I mean, this was a very long time ago.
Yeah.
One of his early movies, but he is just terrific in it.
And something kids, old, something new, and next week you'll come up with something blue. That's good.
Oh, believe me, I'll have next week. We got more stuff to talk about here than you can ever imagine.
Mike Mayo, our movie guy from mike-mayo.com. Stay safe, and have a good weekend. Thank you, Mike.
Indeed. Take care, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.